Welcome to Stepping Off Now, a podcast about how to live your creative best life. If you're feeling creatively stuck, burned out, or like you're not fulfilling your true creative potential, this podcast is for you. I'm Kendra, a social scientist and writer. I spent decades feeling creatively unfulfilled while I pursued conventional life goals, culminating in severe burnout that took years to recover from. This podcast chronicles my journey in real time as I find my way home to my essential creative self and seek to live my own creative best life. I discuss topics like harnessing the intuitive creative process, using creativity to manage mental health, and sorting through all the external pressures and expectations to figure out what you really want. My hope is that you'll find inspiration and solace here. You are not alone, and you are stronger and wiser than you know. You can find out more by visiting my website, kendrapatterson.com. Now, on to the show. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Stepping Off Now podcast. I'm Kendra. We suffered a catastrophic electrical failure here on my side of town last night. It was really late last night, almost near midnight, and we didn't have electricity for about 12 hours. It just came back on. But for a while, I wasn't sure I was going to actually be able to do a podcast because I have to save my computer battery for my paying job work, which is a bit of a 24/7 job. So I always have to make sure that I have access to my files and can respond immediately if need be. Don't ever get a 24/7 job is my advice. But lo and behold, now the electricity is back on. So I thought, well, okay, I'm a little discombobulated, but I'll do a mini episode. And actually this experience, which is pretty rare for us here where I live, kind of made me think about something that I have been writing about in my ebook, which is the one on creative practice that I have been working on for a couple years now. And I am almost done with a solid draft. And it looks like I might be able to issue it this year. But before I get into any of this stuff, I wanted to make an announcement. I am actually going to be taking a vacation for the first time in 4 years in a couple weeks. And I have decided for that week of the vacation, I will not be producing a podcast episode, nor will I be putting up any podcast episode, like a re-release or anything like that. That will be 2 Fridays from now, and I will also announce it again at the beginning of next week's episode. I will be going down to the Bahamas, and the plan is to drive down to Fort Lauderdale and take one of those little 6-seater puddle jumpers that fly at about 9,000 feet, so you can see all the beautiful water below, and as it gets gradually more turquoise and emerald as you near the islands, and then passing over the islands and being able to see them really clearly from the windows. I'm going to be on one of the out islands, so away from big cities. There, in fact, I don't believe are even any traffic lights on this island. So it's definitely going to be hopefully a very relaxing and beautiful experience. And I'm really, really looking forward to it. And I will try to post some photographs on Instagram. If you don't follow me, I am at Stepping Off Now on Instagram, and I will put a link in the show notes so you can check that out. I am not much of a social media poster these days, but I am slowly wading back in terms of Instagram, which was always my favorite platform. And who knows, maybe this trip will help me jumpstart more participation or not. We'll see. You know how I always like to keep things open, and I don't like to hold myself hostage to plans. Hold on, I'm gonna shut my phone off so it doesn't keep dinging in the background. There we go. So that is exactly what this episode is about, how we tend to hold ourselves hostage to plans and how that can get in the way of the creative process and keeps us from trusting our process, which is essentially trusting our intuition. I'm going to talk about what that looks like in terms of creative process and how it keeps us from tapping into our full potential. Now, if our goal is simply to achieve something, a goal, that is to say, if what we want is to be able to achieve something, complete something, and be able to hold it up and say, look what I did, then you probably want to be held hostage to your plan. This type of goal setting, which comprises being very clear about that end point, that deliverable, and then devising steps that you believe will get you there, and then ending up with a product that conforms to expectations as closely as possible. That's one way to work. And that is the way a lot of people work. But for those of us who are creative souls and need to do creativity to feel like our life has purpose and value creativity over achievement and value process over destination and journey and experimentation over that future-oriented perspective, we can really damage our creative process and our creative muscles by trying to conform to plans. And we don't always realize this because we assume conforming to plans and having goals is the right way to do things because this is what we're taught in our culture. And certainly it is the right way to do things in some cases, in certain areas of our lives. But what I was thinking last night when the electricity went out and suddenly, you know, the evening started to look very different is how often we actually preclude ourselves from experiencing joy in our lives in general because of our attachment to things going according to plan, and how discombobulated, upset, irritated, angry, stressed out we can become when we find ourselves interrupted or pushed off course or distracted. In terms of distraction, we often beat ourselves up for allowing ourselves to get distracted when we have plans that we are trying to stick to. And I've always been an advocate, of course, of allowing for distraction, of learning to use distraction as an actual skill to help you along in your creative journey, because we can't avoid it. It's just part of the way our brains work. So we might as well try to use that, right, to our own advantage and in a constructive way. And similarly, I think learning how to allow plans to get upset in your regular life and learning how to value that and appreciate what that can bring into your life, even when the plans that are interrupted feel really important that you do them in a certain way and by a certain time, and perhaps especially when that's the case. This is one way that we can turn our lives into creative lives, and this will pay off dividends in our creative practice, because that is essentially what creativity is and what it does, is it takes you off course. It stymies your plans. Because when you've planned something out and you do it according to those steps, the creativity part is done. And that's why so many of us struggle with that kind of rational approach to creative projects. For example, as a writer, I was never successful with writing an outline first and then writing the thing from outline. I used to do it the opposite way around in school when we learned how to do 5-paragraph essays. I'd write the essay and then I'd write the outline from the essay. My brain just doesn't work well that way, because once I've created the outline, it's boring. I don't want to write the thing because the creativity is done with. It feels like a dead process. What is the point of doing it at that point? And the same could be said of life. If we're feeling uninspired, like we're going through the motions, well, it's because we are. Because we're not giving enough space to those unexpected events that pull us or push us off course. In a recent episode, I think maybe even last week's episode, I talked about how important it is to get used to this feeling of letting all the balls drop and understanding that in each moment that we exist in, we have everything we need and there's probably no emergency. And this can help us discover what is really important to us, what really does bring us joy. And those are the things that we should be doing, as opposed to the things we're doing that we think we should be doing, because if we don't, something bad will happen and everything will fall apart. Well, this can be a next added on step in those moments where we kind of still ourselves and just try to get used to that feeling of compassion around things just falling apart, or our perception of them falling apart, because they're not falling apart. That's only the fears that we have, because we have a deep-seated need to control the uncontrollable. The next step in that moment could be to take a look at the push and pull of what's happening in your life and where it wants to lead you. this is so hard for us because we're suspicious of everything that threatens to push us off our course. We have this idea that we need a course and we should be following it, and that's the right way to do things. But human beings are exploratory by nature. And some of us, I think, need that in our lives in order to truly feel alive and like life is worth living. I use creativity to give me that feeling of exploration, because for me, exploring the mind, exploring the human spirit is very exciting. That's sort of the undiscovered country for me. But when I was younger, I went and lived overseas for many years for the exact same reason, because I wanted to explore the world and I wanted my life to be interrupted. I wanted it to follow a non-standard course. I think by the time we sort of reach the middle part of life, we can start to feel sort of bored, right? Because it feels like all the discovery, all the new and exciting experiences are done. But that's just us allowing our limitations to rule us, our limitations in imagination and our fears. Because, you know, maybe we've reached a point in life where we have a bit of stability or we crave a bit of stability. And we think that means we can't have fun, exciting things happen anymore. But we definitely can. We just need to figure out a way to do it that maybe isn't dropping everything and going and living overseas for 7 years. And one way to do that is to allow life to take you in different directions. The problem is, how do we know when it's going to take us in a valuable direction that's going to be exciting and full of growth? And how do we know when it's going to take us off a cliff? Well, we don't. We don't know, do we? That's the risk that we take. And if we can get to a place where we see all of those experiences as valuable rather than failures because they didn't conform to some kind of expectation we have of what an exciting new venture is supposed to look like, we'll find life opens up to us in astonishing ways. We as human beings have the ingenuity and creativity to make something out of anything. That's our job, to work with those raw materials of life, of our creative minds, and create something entirely new for ourselves, for others, and feel alive in that process. So listening to your intuition, whether it be in just the way you live your day-to-day life, you want to live the creative life, the intuitive life is another way that I often term this. Or if you are trying to apply that to your creative work, hopefully both. What intuition often manifests as isn't what we think. We think intuition is some kind of almost like preternatural knowing. I just had to look that word up because I'm like, is that a word? And did I pronounce it correctly? It is indeed a word. And I did pronounce it correctly. So we think that intuition is a feeling of confident knowing, but that's actually not what intuition is. And if we're waiting for that, we're going to let so many opportunities pass us by. I find that what intuition feels like is excitement, that spark of excitement that tells us that this is something that might be worth pursuing. Is it worth pursuing? I can't tell you how many times I wrote scenes for my novel or went down a certain track and later on decided, nah, that's not quite right, or that's completely wrong. But what happens is that each time I did that, it broadened and deepened my understanding of my story. So in that sense, yes, it is always worth it to follow that excitement that you feel for a certain subject or for a certain person that you've met or whatever it is that is kind of giving you this nudge that it might be time to stray off course. If we can develop and nurture that mindset of regardless of where this leads us, it's going to be worth it, including if it has quote unquote a bad outcome, which when you nurture this kind of mindset, you start to understand that there really isn't any bad outcome. I mean, there might be less optimal outcomes, and clearly there are certain outcomes that I think we can all agree would be pretty bad, like if we died or something. That is definitely not an optimal outcome. But, you know, I'm not talking about like literally going and jumping off a cliff here, although some people do that. I mean, I did go bungee jumping and skydiving after I got my PhD to kind of celebrate that milestone. Anyway, I think you get the point here, that This is a really different mindset from the one we tend to fall into over time in our lives of wanting to kind of stay safe by sticking to the plan. And we become very afraid when we feel those nudges of intuition, because what it feels like is us maybe getting a little out of control, or maybe us behaving immaturely. I mean, that's definitely a feeling you might have as you gain maturity in life and reach middle age. You know, oh, people my age don't do things like that. It's time to put away my childish dreams. I mean, that's just bullshit. But those are real feelings that a lot of us have. And those are legitimate feelings too. So this isn't about like being wrong if that's the way that you choose to live your life, or that's the way that you choose to pursue your creativity, working from outline. There's nothing wrong with doing things that way if that is what you've decided works for you. But there are many of us who are dissatisfied or unhappy or feel bored, or like we're just not tapping into that place in ourselves that is alive and just waiting to express itself fully and develop its potential. And yet we don't know how to change that. We don't know how to change course. We don't know how to feel more inspired. Well, this is how you do it. You relax your expectations. You relax your attachment to specific and narrowly defined ways of being and outcomes that you desire, and really start thinking about whether you want those things because they're truly what are going to make you feel alive and happy and joyful in your life, or whether or not they're like mimetic desires that you have because society tells you that's what you should want. A lot of this is just a mindset shift and learning to trust the signals that your body is sending you, those little bursts of or sparks of inspiration, and also learning to make use of those circumstances in life that push you off course in often minor ways that can feel like major upsets, like, for example, loss of electricity for 12 hours. Or, you know, often another way that this manifests in my life is I'll be trying to do something and my dogs want attention or the puppy wants to play. And I can't say that every time I drop what I'm doing and play with them, but I do a lot of the time. And it always feels uncomfortable because that's not naturally my personality, I don't think. I mean, it's part of me, but I'm also definitely a type who likes to stick to plan. And that's why I have to be very intentional about this kind of practice. But I'm always glad afterwards, looking back, knowing that I took that time. And I can tell you, when I lost my cat a year ago, I was so grateful that I had always taken the time to, you know, give her a scratch and a kiss when I was going through my house doing chores or whatever, and she was there lying on the bed. I always took a moment. I always let myself get distracted by her. And I still put that into practice with my other animals on a daily basis, remembering how grateful I was, knowing that I had done that. And the same could be said for my creative projects. Although my major creative projects, which are my novel and my ebook, are taking way longer than I had tentatively planned, because of course, all my plans are up for negotiation. And that's always the way I've worked when it comes to my creative life. But still, I like to pretend that I can have plans, I guess. But because I really so strongly believe in the importance of allowing the creative process to take the time it wants to take and go in the direction that it wants to go in, the timeline keeps stretching out and I do get nervous. Am I ever going to finish these things, or am I just pretending I'm going to finish and procrastinating because I'm actually fearful of putting them out into the world? But I don't think that's it. And I'm choosing to trust my process on this, trust my intuition, and see where it leads me. You can see why in my world, creativity is antithetical to many of the precepts of business and work culture, and why I have yet to successfully in the sense of actually making a living from turning my creative ventures into a business, because business requires timelines. It requires uniformity of product. It requires creating in conformity to the needs and specifications of other people. And to me, all of those things get in the way of creative inspiration and turn creativity into something that is not creativity. Maybe someday I'll figure out the right formula. Who knows? But I choose creativity every time. And similarly, I try to apply something of that same methodology to the way that I live my life in a general sense. I try to choose the distraction or interruption of being thrown off course over being stubborn and pedantic about following a certain path. And I find that a lot more difficult, let me tell you, than doing that when it comes to my creative projects, because the stakes do seem higher. But I try. And so those are my thoughts in the aftermath of the failure of our electrical system here in Gainesville, which was, in the scheme of things, a fairly minor failure. My ice was still solid in my freezer after 12 hours. So lesson learned, if you do keep your freezer door closed, it will actually remain cold enough to keep ice frozen solid for much longer than you would expect. This episode was probably a bit rambly, but like I said, I have been discombobulated by the experience and I decided to just go with it. I hope you all have had a good week and I will be back here next Friday. The episode I had been planning to do today, I will probably actually do next Friday, and it is going to be on the subject of AI and art, which is being much talked about right now. And we have seemingly overnight teetered over the edge and fallen into an entirely new era, the era of AI. And while I think many of the concerns and fears people have are overblown, I do think that there are some really interesting things to talk about when it comes to art and AI and the capacity of AI to actually mimic artists, be they visual artists or voice artists or writers, and produce work in their voices. And to produce art in general from prompts that looks like pretty good art and is not really always recognizable as AI-produced art. So stay tuned for that in a week. And please recommend my podcast to anyone you think may be interested or need to hear what I have to say. See you next Friday. Bye.